Facebook. There's a lot of people that are now hating Facebook, aren't they?
Investors are really hating what happened. But what happened when they floated the company back about 10 days ago. There's a lot of questions being asked about the float, particularly from the financial institutions that were responsible for the prospectus. They kind of omitted to tell the market that good old Facebook had declining revenues over the last couple of quarters. And of course, the share price, which when the company floated was $38, and Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO, offloaded quite a few of his shares. So they're looking at this as perhaps insider trading.
Well, it's got to be insider trading. I mean, he knew that they were losing money.
Well, yeah,
he offloads all of his shares, and then all of a sudden they float.
Yeah, and didn't tell the market.
Look, the banks are actually looking at suing Mark Zuckerberg, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And we could be talking about a case which would go on for a couple of years, but that involved billions of dollars.
Mm.
Interestingly, just reading some of the economic analysis, they're saying, and I remind you that they floated at $38. Some analysts are saying that within 24 to 36 months, Facebook could be trading at $6 to $10.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot of people who are going to take a bath on this one. Mm. And although, that said, Mark Zuckerberg took the stage yesterday and talked, and there has been quite a bit of press in the IT media about Apple engineers migrating to Facebook, and the reason is Zuckerberg maintains that they are going headlong into the smartphone business. They believe that social networking and smartphones are a good fit. Now, you know, it might be that Facebook has some incredible software up its sleeve, or the jump into smartphones works well for them. I mean, they do have a billion registered users, so they are the biggest user website. But, you know, the thing is that when you look at a company that is going to float, you look at its multiple of earnings, and this is where it gets really narky. Google is, if my company, for example, if investors were looking at it, would look at a multiple of earnings over the next 12 months, and that's usually, you know, 5 or 6 times, you know, if you're doing really good business. Apple, they have a multiple of 10. Google has a multiple of 12, all very successful businesses. Unfortunately, the financial institutions applied a multiple of 150 to Facebook, which is just not only impossible, but even if they did achieve it, it's unsustainable.
Yeah, yeah. So it sounds like Facebook could be on the downward spiral over the coming months, then, Pete.
Well, on the financial market, so I doubt it's going to impact them in terms of the average
users.
User.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's.
There certainly is the gloss, I guess you could say, the gloss of Facebook is now certainly dwindling away, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, there'd be a lot of investors that would be defriending them right now.
Yeah,
not happy Vegemite.
Yes, absolutely. I can see the unfriend button being used all over the world. Well, Pete Placino, wonderful to catch up, and we'll do it again next Tuesday.
You bet. Speak to you then, Adam.
No troubles at all. Pete Placino, the Gadget Guy, right here at 2ST.